This is Roberta Foster, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. Today, I welcome Tammy Hodson-Piller to Author's Corner. She has written the book, Fasting for a Change, a 21-day journey of discovering who God created you to be. It's published by Charisma House, and she'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. So let me tell you just a little bit about Tammy. She's an author, speaker, life coach, and leader of a national women's movement. She has a passion for equipping others to embrace their natural abilities, personal passions, and spiritual gifts. She's the president of Total Life Coach LLC and the founder and executive director of Women of Influence. And she and her husband have co-founded Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. So, Tammy, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, it is my pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
So, you've practiced fasting for quite a while and have written about it in other books. So, how is Fasting for a Change different from your previous works?
Well, that's a great question. Yes, I've written three books, and they were written in a timely manner. This book was written because I really believe we need to fast for a change, and that's a change in our country. Roberta, I was on a prayer walk one day, and I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, fast for America.
Okay.
Fast for America. And in that, I really felt that God shared with me, until Americans change, you'll never see a change in America.
Mm.
And it really is incumbent upon we Christians, the church, believers, to fast for our nation.
So fasting isn't necessarily just for personal development, but can be for the benefit of our nation then.
Well, of course, we know throughout the scripture, we see numerous times where nations would stop and pray. We, mm-hmm. of course, know the Esther fast and Nehemiah and Ezekiel, and so many fasted for their nation. And in my book, I walk you through 21 different ways to have personal life change. So literally, their characteristics and traits that are things that most of us struggle with in our personal life.
Okay.
And this is a fasting book for you personally to have course correction, to be empowered by the Spirit, to fast and believe God for change in your life. And when we change, I believe we'll see America change.
I believe so too. And many people are saying that until the church gets excited about revival personally, there's not likely to be too much revival nationally.
Amen. Well, you know, we know the scripture, most of us can quote it, if my mm-hmm. people, and this is a promise from God, this is to his people, his church, his bride, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, if they will repent, if they will hear from heaven, then I will. And, you know, these are conditional promises we want to hold God to. We will, and you will. And I believe that the church, of course, as pastors here in California, we've seen it firsthand
mm-hmm.
with our governor. We've had to take a stand. My husband and I, our church, we stayed open during the mandate here mm-hmm. in California. We stood strong for our faith and our
right.
convictions. And we are seeing a movement in California, an awakening, but it must be the church. And again, I want to stress, we have to change. So this is almost a coaching book. As a life coach,
mm-hmm.
I want to coach you how you can see personal change in your life so that we can change. And then we will see our nation change.
So, Tammy, fasting may be a new concept to a lot of people. You've mentioned that it is in the Bible. Is it kind of a mandate for us to fast, or is it just, you know, maybe if I want to?
Well, I believe that the Bible is very clear to fast. I mean, Jesus was very clear in Matthew when he said to his disciples, when you fast. There was never an if you fast.
Okay.
So, of course, we know it was a tradition of the people. You might say, well, that was just something they did. But let's go a little further. I believe fasting can bring breakthrough, because what we have to understand is we are crucifying our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying no to what we want, to our desires for food. I personally believe that fasting is a food fast. I don't believe necessarily it's Netflix or shopping or the internet.
Okay.
Because there's something about saying no to our flesh,
mm-hmm.
contending with supernatural warfare and saying, God, I'll believe you for this. I'll say no to food and yes to the Spirit of God. And in the book, I walk you through it, Roberta, because you're right. So many evangelical churches have not practiced fasting. I grew up a great Southern Baptist girl right there in Missouri. good, you know, learn the word of God and believe the word of God, but never was taught to fast. And I believe that it's a missing element. You know, take it a little further, when Jesus said to the disciples, when they could not cast out the demon from the boy, he said, some things only happen by prayer and fasting.
Right.
So in my book, I walk through why fasting is important and why we need to have regular fast in our life.
And so you talk about the fact that change begins with us. So do most people fast with a particular desired change in mind, or should we be more open-minded, I guess?
Well, I think most people come to the point of fasting because they're desperate, to be honest with you.
Sure.
We come to a point that we say, God, I need this, whether it's a miracle in our family or in our life, a healing, and we say, God, maybe I should try fasting. And so, yes, I think for a lot of us, it's because we want God to do something, and we want to go deeper in our prayer and fasting. I love to tell people I think fasting should be a regular discipline of our life, because over the last several years, as I've developed fasting as a ritual in my life or a routine in my life, as a conviction in my life, I've seen breakthrough, I've seen miracles, I've seen healing, but I believe that it is something that God teaches us to do, so that we understand the power that we have over our flesh. And it comes down to a decision, every one of us. Do I want to pick up that donut? Do I want to go have dinner with my friends? Do I want to? And there's something about our testimony. Now, in the book, I talk a lot about the difference between a personal fast and a corporate fast.
Okay.
And both are necessary. Personal fast would be something between God and I, and I don't tell anyone. It's just something I'm believing God for and I'm submitting myself to. A corporate fast would be something like we've done when we called America to fast. You know, we've got an election coming up in just a few months. And we as a nation, we need the Esthers to rise up and call our nation to a corporate fast and to a time that we're really believing God. We need a miracle in America. And we need the church to be the forerunners for that miracle.
Well, I've had the pleasure of chatting with Tammy Hotzenpiller right now about her book, Fasting for a Change, A 21-Day Journey of Discovering Who God Created You to Be. It's published by Charisma House, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. So as you were writing this book, I think you alluded to it already, but did you find the Lord doing anything specific in your life that you want to share with us?
Well, let me just tell the listeners, as I mentioned, this is my third book. And the first one was Fasting with God, where I talked about how do we personally know the names of God, the intimacy. And I can tell you what happened my first time through, Roberta, is that my walk with God just grew by leaps and bounds. I began to understand the name of God, the character of God, the power of God. But then the second book was called Fasting for a Miracle, and that was because I needed a miracle. I needed a miracle in my grandbaby who was having some physical problems. And I thought, I'm going to fast for a miracle. And we've seen a miracle in her life.
Hallelujah.
And then this third book, as I mentioned, God just laid on my heart America. America's a mess. And I can tell you, let me tell you, I don't scroll through Instagram 2 seconds that I don't see all over America these young people rising up and you know, at the courthouse or in their schools. And America is waking up. Here in Southern California, people have written us off, but we have five Jesus clubs in secular public high schools right now. So I'm telling you what, people are waking up, this new generation, this next generation. They're ready for another Jesus revolution.
All right.
And I believe it's because we're believing God, we're fasting, we're praying. You can't hope so. You've got to know so. And I just want to encourage your listeners right now to say, revival's coming. Revival's coming. It starts with me. It starts with a change.
Well, in your book on page 109, you say, fasting always prepares us for what is next. Share more about that.
Well, you know what I think it does? It makes way for God to work in a fresh and a new way. I would be honest and say most of us are stale in our faith. We do the same thing over and over and over. But I think what fasting does is it breaks through for new territory. And so literally what it does is it moves the flesh out of the way and opens up your senses, your spiritual senses, to supernatural things. And I believe that God's got new insight, new wisdom, new revelation. for his children. But we've not made space for him. We've not made a place for him. But I believe fasting and prayer literally gives a platform for God to work in a fresh way.
Mm. So what is the most important thing that you would like to leave with our audience today?
Well, I don't like guilt, but I do like responsibility.
Okay.
So what I'd love to say is we can see change in America if we see change in ourselves.
Okay.
And we can't just look to the preachers. We can't just look to the theologians. We just can't look to the churches. It's us. It's his people.
Hmm.
So I would just encourage your listeners to ask themselves personally right now in a prayer, God, where do I need to change?
Hmm.
And then I would encourage your listeners to get this book. It's written literally as a coaching book. I have videos on my website. Every morning I'll coach you through that day. So there's free video resources for you. And every day is a different area of life that you can change in. And I will tell you, this book has just changed so many people's lives who have just given themselves to God afresh and anew. And God is working in just a miraculous way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we appreciate hearing about those resources, but also tell us how your book is structured. It's not a read-only book. It's definitely a dig-in and accomplish things.
Right. Well, it's 21 days, so it's written where I'm talking to you a little bit about different changes. So we look at biblical characters and how they saw change in their life. And then it's 3 weeks, so it's 21 days. And we look at the Jesus fast, we look at the Moses fast, and we look at the Elijah fast.
Okay.
So I'm giving you biblical references, and I'm giving you biblical characters, and then I ask you personal questions. How does this relate to you? Where do you go from here? And then, of course, I have the coaching videos, because I think we need accountability. They're about 10 minutes long, so every morning I start with you.
Okay.
I give you just a word of encouragement in the video. They're actually short chapters, so you can do it, this whole thing, in about 15 to 20 minutes. But I'll tell you what, we've done it as a church, and it has probably been one of the greatest things as a church body for our congregation to really say, I've got to own this one. I've got to be responsible.
Okay. Well, today I've been talking with Tammy Hotzenpiller, who wrote Fasting for a Change, a 21-day journey of discovering who God created you to be. So, Tammy, tell our listeners how they can find out more about this book and the others that you've mentioned.
Well, thank you again for this time. Of course, everyone can go to Amazon. It's a great way to find the book, or any of your retail outlets. And then you can also find it on my website. My name is TammyHotzenpiller.com, T-A-M-M-Y. HOTSENPILLER.com. And that's where you'll find resources and my podcast and all kinds of information to encourage you.
Fantastic. So one more time, Fasting for a Change, a 21-day journey of discovering who God created you to be, written by Tammy Hotzenpiller. And we do thank Charisma House for giving us a copy of the book to talk about. And Tammy, thank you so much for your time chatting with us and the listeners today.
God bless you, and let's continue to pray for America.
Amen. And to our listeners, we do appreciate you tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can find it on your favorite podcast platform or through KNEO.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join me again next time.